time for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 4th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Petaluma's Cinnabar Theater is planning a huge move next year to the Petaluma Outlet Mall, taking over an 8,200-square-foot space formerly occupied by Tuesday morning. The move has been in the works since the owner of the current theater space said she would not renew the rent, but the announcement of the outlet mall came by the Petaluma Argus Courier. The theater company needs to raise $2.5 million for the renovation, and a capital campaign is underway. For the 2024-2025 season, performances will be on the road, splitting time between Sonoma State and the SRJC Petaluma campus. The two women killed in a hit-on crash in Lake County on Highway 20 back on December 26th have now been identified. 46-year-old Lisa Lopez of Lakeport was driving a Nissan Cube east on Highway 20 when the vehicle drifted over the roadway's double yellow line and into the eastbound lane and collided head-on with a Honda Civic driven by 28-year-old Kimberly Renee Mitchell of Redwood Valley. There were no other passengers in either vehicle. Dozens of previously sealed court documents related to Jeffrey Epstein were made public late Wednesday. The judge said she was ordering the records released because much of the information within them is already public. The first 40 documents of an expected 250 ordered unsealed largely mention figures whose names were already known, including high-profile friends of Epstein's like Prince Andrew, Donald Trump, and Bill Clinton, with no indication of any wrongdoing by Trump or Clinton. In sports tonight, the Warriors are home against the Nuggets. And your forecast, partly cloudy today, highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, maybe a sprinkle, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, a foggy start, then partly cloudy with low 60s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Cooking is my creative outlet, so no surprise my son is a whiz in the kitchen. I've always told him to start with fresh ingredients, don't be afraid to experiment, and get the tools you need for cooking from Hardesty's Homewares.
Since so much of cooking is about technique, the tools and gadgets you use can make all the difference. Hardesty's has every kitchen tool you could imagine, and quite a few you didn't even know you needed. Find your bliss on the gadget wall. Hardesty's carries the most trusted brands, KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Messermeister Cutlery. They even have Braun and Norelco shavers. Hardesty's is famous for their fresh roasted coffee with 45 to choose from. And of course, they have all kinds of coffee makers to bring those beans to life. Hardesty's carries air fryers, toaster ovens, cookware, bakeware, cutting boards, mixers, storage containers, canning accessories, and bread makers. Hardesty's Homewares, 1513 Farmers Lane in Santa Rosa, in the Farmers Lane Plaza next to AAA, your culinary toy store since 1924.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
102.7 The Wolf, it's Rockin' Ricky Michaels. Well, the Warriors did look good against the Magic, but now they're going to be up against the Denver Nuggets tonight. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock at the Chase Center.
Sweet dreams are made of these. We'll be right back.
Jesse Wilson from Heart. Listening to 102.7 The Wolf always makes me feel good.
Smartphone even smarter?
There's an app for that, right?
Just download the Wolf app and get ready for America's greatest hits.
My phone's become my favorite way to listen to music.
Just search for Sonoma County Radio in your app store. Then click on 102.7 The Wolf and take us with you wherever you go.
Like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we shared, the mountains that we moved. Nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore that it never would end. I wind. We were young and strong, we were running against the wind. And the years rolled slowly past, and I found myself alone, surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends. I found myself further and further from my home, and I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live, never worried about paying or even how much I owe.
Let's get another check of the roadways as we get closer to 7 o'clock from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Once again, here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch. How are we looking?
Still pretty light heading for Marin. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Lowe's. Southbound 101 heading out of Petaluma and into the Novato Narrows. You just have a little tap on the brakes as you squeeze into that two-lane narrow. Meanwhile, up ahead in San Rafael, South 101 on the connector to East 580, a crash in clearing stages, just a minor tap on the brakes there. So far, you're looking at just 26 minutes into Central San Rafael and 38 minutes to the Golden Gate. North 101 still in good shape heading into downtown Santa Rosa. Shop the closeout event now at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, plus save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Valid until 1/24/24. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details. I'm Lisa Carr. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7. The Wolf.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman.
Live and let die. Live and let die. Live and let die.
Hey, it's Tricky Ricky Michaels right here on 102.7 The Wolf.
KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 4th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Hard work by the Santa Rosa police paid off on Tuesday with multiple arrests for identity theft, drugs, and weapon violations. After an extensive investigation, police arrested 34-year-old Windsor resident Michael Stromberg on 35 felony violations for ID theft and fraudulent activities. They then proceeded to Country Manor Way in Windsor, where after announcing their presence, forced open the door to the home. Inside was 38-year-old Tammy Alexander and two minor children. In the garage was 43-year-old Seth Bulkey. Police found drugs, weapons, and gun manufacturing equipment. This led to a search of a storage unit in Windsor that yielded more weapons. All were arrested on multiple felony charges.
It's stainless steel, and it's, it has some give in it, and it's designed to catch people.
That is a bridge worker speaking about the suicide barrier netting on the Golden Gate Bridge that is now complete after a 10-year ordeal. Originally approved in 2014 at